Hi, my name is Danny Morrell, and this is Real Estate Sales, the podcast for real estate professionals and entrepreneurs that are on a path of daily inspired action leading towards success in every area of their lives. Get ready to once again break through and realize your true potential. All right, friends, how are you? Welcome once again to Real Estate Sales Show. My name is Danny Morrell, and I'm your host. Boy, I gotta tell you, I'm excited. This is episode number 3 now. And looks like by all the ratings and the reviews that we're getting that you guys are actually loving what we're doing, which feels amazing. Because from the bottom of my heart, our intention is simply to just help you expand your thinking, which will eventually expand your actions, which eventually expands your results. I've got an interesting episode planned for you today. Unfortunately, Facebook allows us to only host live video sessions on our personal accounts. If you've already tried to, you know, friend me on my personal account, you'll notice that I go in and out of the 5,000 friend max, and I do that because obviously I want to do my best to communicate and connect with the real estate community. And so I hit the max, and then I'll start, you know, trying to delete people who I know probably don't want to hear what I have to say, which is perfectly fine. And then I can fit a couple of you more in, but eventually that's going to run out. Okay. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to go like my page, facebook.com/danny.morrell.page, because I instantly share those live videos and I share them directly to that page. Okay. In this particular instance, what I'd like for you to do is I'm going to share with you the audio version of a video that I recently created where I spoke right outside of our monthly meeting with all of the leaders of our offices. If you don't know, we've got offices throughout Southern California in Mission Viejo, Corona, San Dimas, Northridge, Rancho Cucamonga, Downey, and pretty soon in Anaheim Hills, Oxnard, and in Palmdale. I know it sounds a lot, but I got to tell you, we've been blessed. We're developing great leaderships in depth within our organization, and that's what allows us to grow at the capacity that we're growing. Anyhow, we recently made a video that spoke about what you should be thinking about and planning for, and how often you should be checking in to see your results. I got to tell you, if I can have the discipline to make a monthly check-in with our business plans and our numbers a mandatory event, so can you. These are the small steps that you're going to need to begin taking if you truly want to start creating a business. Make no mistake about it, you are an independent contractor, but sometimes that's one of the biggest problems we have, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, one of the things that we need is some sort of a continuous process, and you might want to do it once a month. You might only need to do it every quarter. I will tell you that the more often that you check on your numbers and you check on your business plan, the better that you will have clarity with exactly what's going on in your business. And the more clarity you will have whenever there are changes within the market, that will allow you to not have to play catch up all the time. I'll give you a perfect example. October, November, December, for the last 2 to 3 years in a row, we've taken pretty big dips. And it seems like the market here in Southern California kind of auto-corrects itself. Well, we forecasted and were able to see the dips back in August and September because we tracked the numbers very, very carefully. So what happens? We're able to make adjustments. Not just myself, but the entire company is. And typically that allows not only us, but our sellers to win when others are struggling to get their properties sold, okay? So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to listen in on this Facebook Live audio presentation that I recently did. And then I'm gonna come back to explain to you why that audio is so important and why it is so important for you to understand the listing to closings ratio. Come back soon. As always, grab a notepad and a pen. You're probably going to find some valuable information that you can begin to apply immediately.
Hey everybody, what's going on? It's Danny Morrell. I'm here at Red Hill Country Club in Rancho Cucamonga with another edition of Real Estate Sales Live, where we come to you with live information to help you improve your business, your profitability, and basically help expose you to some of the techniques, systems, and mindsets that are needed to really succeed in business. I thought about all of you today in that, you know, this is our monthly lead coaches meeting where some of the leaders of our company get together, we gather, we look at a lot of different things, and we've been doing this on a monthly basis now for the last 2 years. And I've got to tell you, it's been one of the major catalysts of our growth. You've got to understand that if you're in business as a real estate salesperson, a restaurant owner, whatever the case may be, you're in business, and specifically as a salesperson, the name of the company is You Inc. And if you're taking notes, I would write that down, like Y-O-U Inc. Because in essence, what people are buying is they're buying you. They're buying your professionalism. They're buying your skill set. They're buying your knowledge. They're buying your leadership. They're buying your mindset and the way you think. They're buying the way you handle yourself under pressure. And at the end of the day, they're buying your ability to help them. And so in order for you to do more business, well, you gotta get better at all of that stuff. Well, how do you know if you're getting better or not if you're not tracking that? How do you know if you're not checking in on a monthly basis? How do you know if you're getting better or not if you're not constantly doing monthly planning activities where you look back and you forecast, okay? So that's what we do. We spend a good 2 hours talking about not only initiatives, but talking about all of the things that will ensure that we continue to become the best company for the industry. And what I thought I'd do today is share with you some of the things that you can start doing on a monthly basis, starting next Friday if you want, to help you to do the same. I've got a deep passion for this, guys, because I meet with real estate sales professionals all the time who sit in front of my desk, and the story is always the same. It sounds like this. I got in the business 10 years ago. I had a dream of accomplishing, you know, great things, and yet I've been stuck for the last 7 years with production. I work 7 days a week. Things aren't going the way that I want them to be going. I know I'm meant for more, and yet I just don't know how to get there. Maybe that resonated with you, maybe that didn't. Whatever the case may be, I will promise you this, that there are some things you need to be checking on a monthly basis, because if not, you'll look back 10 years from now and look back on your career and go, what the heck happened, okay? So I'm gonna give you a couple of steps. If you wanna write this down, go ahead and do that now. Number one, write down, it must be calendared, okay? It must be calendared. This is something that you've got to start calendaring. This is something that you've got to put in your calendar, and this becomes a non-negotiable. Put that in parentheses, okay? It's funny because the gentleman filming right now is like, oh yeah, it's non-negotiable, because he understands that these meetings for us are absolutely non-negotiable, okay? There's no way we could grow at the pace that we're growing if we don't meet to ensure that the value we're providing our clients and our agents and our customers continues to increase. Question, is your value that you're providing increasing? Okay, so number one, it's gotta be calendared. Number two, you've gotta track your numbers. Write that down, track your numbers. And specifically, when we talk about tracking numbers, we wanna talk and look at three categories as a salesperson. The first one, and the most important, is listings taken, okay? The second one is sales opened. And the third is deals closed. I'm gonna give you a little bit of an idea of how to go about tracking all of these. Let's say that you want to close 25 transactions this year. I'm gonna give you a little tip, and I'm committed to this year. I'm not gonna hold anything back, so whether you work for my company or not, it doesn't matter, I'm gonna help you out, okay? If you want to take and close 25 deals, you gotta list 25 homes, okay? So write that down, it must be a 1-to-1 ratio. For every deal you wanna close, you wanna take that many listings, 1-to-1 ratios, okay? If you wanna close 25 deals, this number must be 80% of this number, which is your sales open, okay? So in essence, if you want to close 25, you've got to open right about 32, 33 transactions, okay? So again, listings taken, sales open, deals closed. And in parentheses, if you're taking notes, 1-to-1 ratio, listings taken to deals closed, and then the deals closed must be 80% of the sales open goal, okay? Then what we like to do is we like to take that overall number and divide it into 12. Okay, so you take your listings, your sales, and your deals closed number, and you divide each of those into 12, and that gives you point number 3, write down monthly targets. Monthly targets, okay? Listen to me, guys. If you've been following our story, and if you've been following our growth, you know that without a shadow of a doubt, here specifically in Southern California, and probably in the country, I don't think there's a company that has started without national name brand recognition that has done what we've been able to do. And I want to remind you guys, I started this business with $2,000 in my pocket. That's it. That's I didn't have reserves, I didn't have anything. But the one thing I knew to do from my previous experience as a realtor and as a coach to a lot of you was I knew how to set attainable goals and break them down into monthly targets, okay? So that's what I'm teaching you to do now. So monthly targets, you take, like, let's say for example, if you want to take, and you know, your goal is to close 25 deals, you know you gotta take 25 listings, you divide both those numbers into 12, and that gives you a monthly target for each category, okay? So you should have in your mind a monthly target or a monthly goal or what I like to call an ideal month for listings, sales, and closings, okay? Now look, there's a lot more that you should be looking at, and I'm gonna cover all of that in the new show that we're launching, both on YouTube and in podcasts. So get ready, because if you think that this was good, there's so much more behind this that we're gonna be showing you and sharing with you on a weekly basis, okay? If you want to participate in this, and if you want to be notified of it, I just gotta know. Because if you heard or if you saw earlier in the week, we interviewed a young man by the name of Anthony Morrell that will earn $600,000 this year with zero advertising, zero weekends worked. As a matter of fact, I don't think he's worked a weekend in the last 2 years. Zero team members. I think he's just barely gonna get an assistant right now. And the best thing is that we've probably got another 30 stories just like that lined up. So if you have any questions that you want to ask those people, we're gonna be complete open books for you. Just go ahead and comment on this video or go on my feed and comment on any one of the most recent posts, and we will read that and my staff will reach out to you with the link and give you immediate access to the show. Once again, guys, thank you for joining us. This was live, no edits, no nothing, straight from the heart, wanting to help you be the absolute best real estate professional that you can be. God bless everybody. Bye-bye.
All right, welcome back. So let's dive right in. For some of you, that might have been your first time being exposed to the concept of the 1-to-1 ratio. For example, and if you want to think back, I was talking about if you want to close 20 deals, you should have a goal to take 20 listings. 10 deals, 10 listings. 30 deals, 30 listings. Now, some of you might say, okay, wait a minute, time out, hold on a second. I work with a lot of buyers and there is no way that my ratios are even close to that. As a matter of fact, my ratios are like way off. Well, we're gonna talk about the symptoms of your ratios being way off in the next episode. But for right now, let me first try to sell you on why you should consider a 1-to-1 ratio in your business. I'm going to talk about 3 key points. Number 1, write down quality of life. Quality of life. If you've heard my story, you'll know that when I first got into the business, I was actually introduced to the business by a group of people that used to go to the swap meets on Saturdays and Sundays to get their leads. Listen, nothing wrong with that at all. As a matter of fact, in all honesty, I sold 28 deals that I closed in my very first year in real estate. And a lot of people to this day ask me, how in the world did you do that? Well, it's very simple. I had an abundance of people that I spoke to, combined with my natural energy and desire to improve my life and get my mom out of living in an apartment. And, you know, we went ahead and we did it, right? I didn't really know any better, but one of the problems with getting leads from the swap meet is that 85% of them are buyers. So at the time, I was working literally 7 days a week, which I didn't mind. However, I knew in the future I was going to have a family, I was going to have a wife, I was going to have a child or two or three like I now have. And I'm always thinking about the future. So I asked myself a tough question. Is this the type of life that I want to live? Is this the type of business that I want to be a part of? And for me, the answer was no, because the quality of life that I was committed to living was far superior than someone who works 7 days a week. For me, that was non-negotiable. So the first thing that you will get when you open your mind to a one-to-one ratio of listings taken to deals closed is you'll open up to the possibilities of a better quality of life. One where if you choose, we can help you get to just by subscribing to this podcast alone, and one where you can have your cake and eat it too, meaning you can sell as many houses as you want without ever having to work a weekend again, okay? And you heard that from in episode number 2 where we interviewed Anthony Morrell. And we've got several more people that are going to show you that the same thing has happened to them. Okay, secondly, number 2, write down leverage. Leverage. You know, my mentor, Mike Ferry, says this in the simplest way possible, which is why I love him so much, because he just keeps everything simple and makes common sense out of everything, right? But he says, the listing agent is the employer and the buyer's agent is the employee. And what he means by that more than anything is that when you go out and you take listings and you take sellable listings that are priced right, you become the employer and you now have the leverage to leverage all of the buyer's agents that are out there working to get their buyers into escrow. Look, again, nothing wrong with you ever, with you working with buyers, but the reality is it's a very, very low leverage activity that you can be doing in your business. Something to think about. Last but not least, number 3, you can remove the ceiling. And what I mean by this is that you can remove any production ceiling that you might have right now. Let's be real. You work 7 days a week. You're a superstar real estate agent. You're committed. You'll do whatever it takes. Maximum amount of deals that you'll be able to close, you know, without going crazy and without getting divorced is right about the 30 to 40 deals a year range. And you will be stuck there. And that's where a lot of people you see probably in your office right now feel stuck today. And since they did not put the work in to become a highly skilled listing agent, the only answer that they have in order to remove that ceiling is to add more people. And that leads to lower profitability and all of the problems that we've spoken about in the past. Well, once you start focusing on the skill sets needed to become a top listing agent, well, guess what? You instantly remove the production ceiling. And then once you actually want to build a team or leverage yourself through other people, guess what? You can actually provide them value because now you have an inventory with sign calls, and those sign calls can give these individuals buyer leads, which they probably would not have without you. So in recap, 3 reasons to consider this one-to-one ratio. Number 1, better quality of life. Number 2, you'll have massively more leverage. And number 3, you'll instantly remove the production ceiling that you have right now. So, what are some of the symptoms of the ratio being off? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in a couple of episodes. I'm excited to let you know that episode 4, I've got a special, special guest. You're going to meet a young man by the name of Adrian Hernandez. This young man, I got to tell you, I love him because he went out and he did the damn thing, right? He went out and he applied everything that I teach. He started literally as my assistant. And last year, 2015, he closed over $16 million in production volume by himself without an assistant, without any team members. and 80% of that business came from listings. I hope I got you excited. I want you to go ahead and get ready for next Monday when we release that episode. Grab your notepads, grab your pencils. As a matter of fact, schedule the time in your calendar right now that says, I'm going to listen to the Real Estate Sales Show, because this is going to be an amazing, amazing interview. Once again, if you found value from this show, hopefully you will consider leaving a review, leaving a 5-star rating, and sharing this episode with as many of your family members and friends that are committed to breaking through in their real estate business. Or for that matter, you can apply some of this stuff to any business that anybody is a part of. Signing off once again, this is Danny Morrell. Until next week, talk to you soon. Bye-bye. All right, friends, there you have it, another episode of the Real Estate Sales Show. Hopefully, you found massive value from the time you chose to invest with us. Our commitment is to continue bringing the absolute best information, systems, thought process that could help you transform your business and your life. We would love your support in order to be able to do so. And you can do that by simply leaving a rating, hopefully a 5-star rating, writing a small review about the show, and most importantly, if you feel that there is value in what you are hearing, please share it with as many friends, family members, and coworkers as you can. We would be honored if you were to do so. Once again, this is Danny Morrell signing off. Until next week.